The question was asked, what's the practical applications of what Rav Chalap just taught us? So I think a practical application of this is what Avni Nezer writes. The Rebbe of Sochetchov, in his responsa in Yerideya, when he discusses, when he discusses the idea that it says in Shulchan Aruch that a husband can force his wife to come to Israel, a wife can force her husband to come to Israel. Each one of the spouses can tell the other one, I want to keep this mitzvah, you have to come with me. And then the family has to make aliyah. So the Avni Nezer says, he was asked, why are all the Hasidish Rebbe's not making aliyah? Why are they all in chutzarts? Why isn't everyone making aliyah? Why doesn't everyone go to Israel? So one of the things he writes is that the idea of living in the land of Israel is to develop the land and live off the land. To make aliyah and then be funded by chutzarts is not the fulfillment of aliyah to the land of Israel. And so he writes, if the Hasidish Rebbe's would make aliyah, they would end up being a burden on their communities back in Chutz Lartz. The situation in the land of Israel today, he writes, is not one where people are succeeding in maintaining their own livelihoods. So financially, people are dependent on the donations from Chutz Lartz. That's not considered making aliyah the way you should. So here we see a concept that a person should try when they make aliyah to make their source of income be from Israel. Now, if you develop high-tech and sell it to chutzarts, that's fine. But if you're working a job, like some people fly to chutzarts all the time to make their money, and then they come back and live here, then that aspect of aliyah, according to Avni Nezer, they didn't do. So that's an application of this, that a person should try to find the blessings from within Israel. Again, you could work here and sell it out there. That's not the issue.